أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم وسخر لكم الفلك لتجري في البحر بأمره وسخر لكم الأنهار. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to convey an important message to the ummah and to his ibad, the slaves and the servants of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then informed us of the day that will come when we will not be able to carry out any transactions, conduct any dealings, and we will not have any relationships like the ones we enjoy in this world. In the next few ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of some of His great and huge blessings and bounties upon the human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 32 of Surah Ibrahim, Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. Allah is the one who created the heavens and the earth. Allah is the one who brought it into existence, this entire planet, the entire universe. Allah is the one who has given it existence. وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who causes water to come down from the heavens, from the skies. It is Allah. Every drop of water that comes down from the clouds comes down only with the permission and the command of Allah. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then through this water, Allah brings forth produce from the earth. ثَمَرَات is the plural of ثَمَرَة. ثَمَرَة refers to the end product of everything. The end product of everything is known as ثَمَرَة. Here, in this context, whatever the earth produces, the ثَمَرَات, in the form of fruit, in the form of vegetables, in the form of crops, in the form of herbs, all of these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are produced by the earth through the rain which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes to come down onto earth. Then Allah says, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjugated for you the ships. Subjugation means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for you to gain control over the ships, huge, huge ships moving from one continent to another continent, from one country to another country. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is Allah who gave you the permission to control these huge vessels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows these vessels to sail on the ocean and moving from one place to another place, carrying tons and tons of loads and provisions for humankind. Allah says it happens bi amri, with the will and the command of Allah. If Allah wants to sink it, Allah can sink it. We saw what happened in the case of the Titanic, where they claimed that not even this is an unsinkable vessel. That was the claim that they had made. And on its very first voyage, the very first journey undertaken by that huge vessel, that was a source of pride and glory for those who brought it into its manufactured form. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow it to even undertake one successful journey and one successful trip. Allah says they sail and they move on the ocean with the will and the command of Allah. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. Allah says the rivers. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has subjugated the rivers for you. Subjugated the rivers for you, meaning even all the rivers, the waters of the oceans and the dams and the rivers and the reservoirs, Allah has kept them all at our service. Everything has been brought into existence to serve the human beings, to serve the humankind. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسِ. Allah says the sun, Allah has brought it into existence to serve mankind. Allah has kept it under the subjugation of mankind, meaning Allah has created it for their service. Wal qamar and the moon, da'imain, both are constantly moving. Both the sun and the moon, they are constantly moving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. Even day and night, or night and day, both of these were created, why? For human beings. During the night, he finds rest. During the day, he goes out to seek his provisions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after enumerating these great and huge bounties that he has blessed us with, and these creations of his, Allah says, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. And Allah has given you everything that you have asked for. Whatever you have asked for, Allah has given it to you. Some Mufassirin explain what is meant by this. One interpretation is, whatever you were to ask for, Allah has given it to you. Your own existence, you did not ask for it. The sun and the moon, who came into existence before you were even created. So Allah, it, one interpretation is, whatever you were to ask for, Allah has given it to you. And the literal meaning is, whatever you have asked for, Allah has given it to you. Now sometimes you might ask, or you might say that not every dua of mine is answered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever you ask, I give it. Firstly, one is that most of the time, whatever we ask for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does give it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to us. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give it to us, it is good for us, so it is actually something we want. So it is actually something, because when you make dua for something, right, you might think it's good for you. You might think it's good for you, right? So you actually are asking for Allah Ta'ala for something good in the form of that blessing. But Allah knows through His wisdom and His knowledge that it's not good for you. That might be a source of misery for you. It might be a curse for you. Right? So, in actual fact, by withholding it, Allah is giving you what you are asking for. You wanted good, Allah is giving you the good, but not the good in the form that you thought will be good. In the form that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows is best. وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Allah then says that if you enumerate, if the entire creation comes together, and they decide to count and enumerate the favors of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. If you try and enumerate the bounties of Allah, لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You will never be able to comprehensively enumerate and count all the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And when we think of bounty, sometimes we think of a bounty as a whole. For example, we say, okay, food is one bounty. But in that bounty of food, how many other bounties there are? In that one bounty of food, how many mechanisms were put in order for that food to come to your plate, and then in order for that food to go down into your mouth for you to taste it, to go down to your throat and then go into your body and then to digest, all these different mechanisms and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put in place. Even if we were to take one bounty such as food, just that one bounty, and try to enumerate all the bounties in that one bounty, we won't even be able to do that. All the different cells and the machinery in the body, the human body and everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in order to facilitate the digesting of the food and so forth, even that we will not be able to count. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Innal insan, indeed insan la zalum, is very unjust. He is very unjust. And his kafar, Allah says, is very ungrateful. Sometimes he suffers one problem and that's it. It's the end of the world for him. Can he not see how many other bounties I've given him? Or I've deprived him of one bounty and now he's depressed. One bounty I've deprived him of. I've given him health. I've given him everything else. I've given him iman. I give him his daily bread. One bounty someone else has been given, he has been deprived of it. And now he feels that he has been deprived and that he is entitled to something that he has not, and he has not received it. Allah says he is very unjust and he is very ungrateful. And the problem of the ungratefulness is that we compare what we don't have to what others have. That's what human nature is. That's how we are. We compare what we don't have to what others have. We should compare what we have to what others don't have. That is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches in the hadith. Compare what you have to what the next person doesn't have. When you do that, and you develop that type of an attitude, and that type of a habit, then you will find you'll always be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us that.